now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Good news and bad news, girls. The good news is your dates are here.
What's the bad news?
They're dead.
Ah! See, a United States astro robot becomes a creature of death. Oh.
And Dave.
We have come here to this planet for one purpose only, to acquire breeding stuff to repopulate our planet.
He who breaks the law shall be punished. Back to the House of Pain.
Back to the House of Pain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-Movie Podcast. From classic cult to all the cheese in between, the movies are B, but Darren Heyman is grade A, and I'm your host, Jason Jackanetti, and this time, I'm here to talk about Twas the Night Before Christmas, the 1974 special, and I'll get to it right after this.
We will return to Twas the Night Before Christmas after these We now return to Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Twas the Night Before Christmas. First aired December 8th, 1974 on CBS, and CBS aired it annually until 1994 when the Family Channel, which is now Freeform for those of us in the here and now, took over syndication rights. AMC eventually took it over in 2018. And of course, this one's actually animated. This is not stop motion. This is an animated special from Rankin Bass, which we all love. And it features Clement Clark Moore's famous 1823 poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, which, of course, the opening line, "'Twas the night before Christmas." This is one of those that, to me, at 25 minutes, it's a short one. A lot of people kind of remember this a little bit. The songs get stuck in your skull. I'm going to tell you that right now. I have been singing these songs for days now. The songs all get stuck in your head. And what winds up happening is, this is one of those that people kind of remember. It's not nearly as famous. It's not Rudolph. It's not Frosty the Snowman. It's not Santa Claus Coming to Town. It's not The Grinch. It's not Charlie Brown. But it is literally one. This might be my favorite one of all time. This one might be my absolute favorite just from the songs. The songs alone get in my head. Every year, it just gets, I sing them all winter long. It's bad, but it happens, and we love it. So anyway, all right, so here we go. So Santa Claus is offended by an anonymous letter printed in the Junctionville, USA newspaper claiming that he does not exist. So we open, actually, with Father Mouth's talking about, what's going on, and it's 1 minute to midnight, and it's all this stuff. It's the idea that that Christmas has been ruined, and he tells you a whole story as we go. In response, Santa returns all the townspeople's letters unopened. Upon reading the letter, Father Mouse, an assistant to the clockmaker Joshua Trundle, suspects that his son Albert is the author, and Albert confirms that him and his friends, aka all of us, wrote the letter, the editorial about not believing in Santa. This leads to it's not a super long special, but it leads to Father Mouse showing Albert all the people who care about Santa and all the kids. And Albert even says, these are just kids. Adults don't care. And then he shows him Joshua Trundle, who is trying to create, the clock to have him, bring Santa back, because he understands how important this is to the entire town. It's a very simplistic cartoon that's kind of deep at times. Again, I'm sure some of it goes over the kids' heads when they're young, but this is one of the ones that has always kind of stuck with me. The idea that, like, yeah, you can have your opinion, but you start spouting off at the mouth and you wind up ruining it for everybody else. So to make amends with Santa, Father Mouse and the Trundle family, the Trundle family build a clock tower that will play a special song, convince Santa not to bypass Junctionville on Christmas Eve. Unfortunately, as they go and they go to set it off the first time to test it, it all goes kablooey. And it's that Albert had actually snuck into the clock and inadvertently caused a malfunction because he wanted to see how the whole thing worked. This now causes just problems for the Trundle family. I mean, even Father Mouse says it. He goes, no food falls from an empty table. That literally the townspeople now, besides being, furious that Santa Claus isn't coming to town, are now taking it out on the Trundles, who did nothing wrong and are trying very desperately to fix the situation that even they didn't cause, but now seems to be made worse. The mayor, embarrassed by the clock's failure, denies Joshua access for repairs, which is what he had hoped to just fix the clock. After confessing his mistake, Albert decides to fix the clock himself and manages to get it to play the song within earshot of Santa, prompting Santa to visit the town after all. And that leads into the end of it, which then goes into the rest of the poem. The songs in this, Give Your Heart a Try, that Father Mouse sings, is great. Christmas Chimes Are Calling, that will get stuck in your head, that's the song. But the one that gets me every time is Even a Miracle Needs a Hand, which is sung by Joshua Trundle and Albert at different times. Now, Joshua Trundle is played by Joel Grey, and Albert is actually Tammy Grimes. What winds up happening is, as you watch this, it does kind of catch you a little bit, and some of the song, especially Even a Miracle Needs a Hand, it just is infectious, but it gives you a sense of hope that I think a lot has been lost lately. I think maybe when this aired in the 70s, because this is 50 years old. In the 70s into the 80s, maybe it was kind of just not thought of that way. But as a young adult, I watched this back and I was like, man, this really kind of has more going on than the 25 minutes would tell you. And I think a lot of these Christmas specials, the older ones, not necessarily the new ones are fine. And I don't have a problem with them, like Prep and Landing and the Trolls one and the whatever. But I think some of the older ones really hit a story in there. And I think it was designed to kind of help kids see, maybe some stuff in a safe environment, that like the importance of, kind of being, good to one another and looking out for people and all that stuff that I think now, even though people spout off about it, may have kind of, passed by. And I don't mean to get too deep. I know the holiday episodes, I tend to get a little deeper than other ones, but it's just kind of where I am on those things. Obviously, it's one of those things. I don't know. It's hard to, if you've never seen this one, you should go seek it out. I love it. I watch it every year. My daughter watched it with me. We've seen it over and over. It's often paired up. At Christmas time, they'll show it. I know there was in 1976, there was one, Frosty's Winter Wonderland, and these two have been kind of paired up together. There's a Blu-ray that came out, which I have, it's available on iTunes. It's not that you can't see it. It's just, it's one of those ones that I think many people, if they didn't see it when they were a kid, might not have been one of the ones they turned to. I think of it kind of like the Fat Albert Christmas and things like that. Like there's certain ones that just aren't known by a lot of people, or maybe they do and they kind of forgot. This is certainly not one of the, I would say the big three or four, but it is to me the one that I find the most heartwarming. And it's hard because, as I said, I get little, kind of like deep, feel more philosophical and deeper at Christmas time. But I wasn't kidding. When they saw and I hear them, I will be singing Even a Miracle Needs a Hand in my head. It lives rent-free there every year. And then Christmas Chimes Are Calling, and it's the Santa for the chorus. That gets in my skull too, especially when we get towards the holiday season. And it's doing it again this year too. So, just be warned that it could happen to you as well. I don't think so. I think more of it, that's just kind of the nostalgia for me anyway. So do you remember this, folks? I know it's a short episode. It's Christmas. You got stuff to do. And you don't really want to hear me ramble anyway, because, you know, just me just jibber jabbering away. Do you remember this? Do you remember seeing it? I know, like I said, it was on for years and then kind of like went away. It's actually not part of Rankin Bass put out a Blu-ray set. It's not in that set. I had to buy it separate than that, which is crazy. You would think it'd be in there, but it's not. But what you would find, obviously, if you sat down and watched this, is that you would enjoy, hopefully, it's nice story. You'd enjoy the idea of family. You'd enjoy those things that, you know, may take you back maybe to a simpler time. Anyway, like I said, I just jibber jabber and ramble away. But it is Christmas. If you don't celebrate Christmas, okay, we do. So I, you know, I say Merry Christmas to people. I try to, you know, remember that in school. We're not supposed to say those things in school. And the kids are always like, Mr. J, you can say those things. I'm like, yeah, I know, but someone will get bent on it, because someone does, as always. But again, it's also the end of the year. And you got, again, like I said, you heard me say it on the December episode. I think I probably said it at the Thanksgiving time as well. I say it every year. This is a tough time for a lot of people. There's a lot of people hurting right now. Even if they're not outwardly showing you all that pain, there are people who are hurting. So maybe if we can think as a you know, a society, to kind of be a little more understanding and a little more, you know, think of others at this time, and maybe be a little kinder, a little nicer, it might go a long way for somebody. You never know whose life you could be impacting. So, folks, sorry to just, you know, again, like get real sappy, but that's where I am. With that being said, folks, I hope you have a joyous holiday season. I hope you find prosper in the new year. I hope you have a safe and healthy new year, more than anything else. But like we say here, get back to the wrestling. It's not get back to the wrestling. This is Bots, Bugs, and Babes. Like we say here at Bots, Bugs, and Babes, keep those cards and letters coming and keep watching the sky.
This is Tokyo, once a city of 6 million people. What has happened here was caused by a force which, up until a few days ago, was entirely beyond the scope of man's imagination. Tokyo, a smoldering memorial to the unknown. An unknown which at this very moment still prevails and could at any time lash out with its terrible destruction anywhere else in the world.
Hi, folks. Luke Giaconetti here. I'd like to ask you a few questions. Do you like giant monsters, or as they're called in Japan, Daikaiju? Monsters like Godzilla, Rodan, Gamera, King Ghidorah, or Mothra? Do you like more obscure monsters, such as Gappa or Yangari? Do you like giant heroes like Ultraman, or super robots like the Shogun Warriors? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I think you might like my podcast, Earth Destruction Directive. I'm a dedicated fan of all things Daikaiju, and I'd like to share that with all of you. Please check out Earth Destruction Directive at twotruefreaks.com. Earth Destruction Directive, where we turn your Daikaiju dreams into city-smashing reality.
This has been an episode of Bots, Bugs, and Babes, the B-Movie Podcast. If you'd like to contact me, please email the show at botsbugsbabes@gmail.com. If you'd like to find me online, I'm on Facebook under my name, Jason Giaconetti. I often contribute to the Two True Freaks Facebook group. You can visit my Facebook page, The Art of Horror Collective, and you can search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective. On Instagram, find me under my name, Jason Giaconetti, and search the hashtag The Art of Horror Collective, as well as the new hashtag Bots, Bugs, Babes Podcast. I'm the only one using them. I'm also on Twitter at Jason Giaconetti, and you can visit my webpage at www.theartofhorrorcollective.wordpress.com. All movies, characters, stories, music, etc. are properties of their respective holders. This is a fan work, and any use of any property is purely for review, discussion, entertainment. So don't sue me. I ain't got anything anyway.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
Will you stop?